The widely popular saying, learning from our mistakes, applies to every situation in life. This includes riding a bike, practicing math problems, and even providing hope for an entire country. What we forget to do in these types of situations is to learn from our triumphs. For example, when ushering a new wave of hope for over 300 million Americans, we should look to the past and recycle hope rather than create a new hope. Besides, I think there is a movie with the same name. The key to finding hope in America is to learn from our past events that have shaped, inspired, and gave the people hope. Nowadays, the citizens of this country are on the edge of their seats waiting for something bad to happen. We need them to be on the edge of their seats for something exciting, something that anyone and everybody can come together to witness. There was a time in history where this was the case. On July 16, 1969, Apollo 11 left Earth with the intent to make history. All different races, religions, and ages watched and cheered as the rocket successfully breached the atmosphere. The amount of inspiration from the launch alone sent America into a frenzy of hope and happiness. Everybody came together for a common good of getting the first man on the moon. When it happened, the country's imagination burst. Space exploration became one of the most talked about things in the country for years. Why? Because we as humans took a risk and pushed our limits for new discoveries. This is why an astronaut is what every kid has wanted to be at one point. Hope can be found in every new planet, galaxy, and solar system we discover. This country needs to literally look to the stars the way we once did. I realize space travel is expensive and our budget is limited, but the theme of discovery lives on. Us as humans are so thirsty for new discovery that we went straight to space exploration rather than try to explore the remaining 95% of the ocean or dig deeper into the ground beneath our feet. The Gold Rush of 1849 is a prime example of when our country's hope reached a tipping point. Families' lives have been forever changed with a single nugget of gold. People came from near and far for this life-changing opportunity and hoped to find riches beyond their wildest dreams. We realized the key to happiness was in the ground, so we kept digging and mining until our hope was fulfilled. What us as a country needs to do is dig. Our curiosity will never die, so put in the work so you don't have to work. Just like space travel, all it takes is hope and effort. Both mining and venturing into space are expensive endeavors, but there is one thing that will never stop giving hope free of charge: our troops. The brave soldiers of the United States have kept us safe for decades, risking their lives for a better tomorrow. If that doesn't provide hope within itself, I don't know what does. Unless you donate, supporting the Army and Navy won't cost you a dime. In fact, you will be gaining a better understanding of serving and true patriotism. The moment in time I want to circle back to is the days following the end of World War II, when the heroes came back to their wives and children. It was the end. No more bloodshed, just a moment of everlasting hope and celebration for the American people. This historic moment stamped in history by the many newspapers saying peace and the war is over. Right now, America could use a celebration like that, and it all starts by celebrating the hope for the soldiers still fighting the good fight. Monumentous moments like the moon landing, Gold Rush, and the end of World War II have shaped our country for the better, and it will only expand from here. The one thing all these events show is that a single individual has the power to provide hope to millions upon millions of people. Whether it's an astronaut defying gravity, a miner finding the biggest piece of gold, or a soldier saving lives, hope can come from anywhere. All you have to do is put your faith in the individual. The key to finding hope in America is to learn from our past events that have shaped, inspired, and gave people hope.